boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I told you like 2-3 weeks ago, I was trying to make not one, but two boards at my gym where they like shout people out. Let me explain. So the first one is how many times you go to the gym in the month. I hate this. And it's like the first, I think it's like the top 10 people. And they say your first and last name and they go, let's say it's like Joe Schmo 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make that list because that it's like the top 10 and it's like the first person always gets 30. I don't know how you go to the gym 30 days a month, but congrats.
Good for them.
And the last person was 22. I only made it to the gym 15 days in the month of October.
That's pretty close though.
Close, but not my best.
Okay, well.
I'll do better. The other one I wanted to make is your body fat percentage. So this is like how much of that body fat you've lost. And they've got it down to like percentage. So of your body fat, you need to lose 30%, 6%, 9%, and then there's the 12% wall.
Ooh.
I know. Now, the last time I met with my coach, which was a month ago, he said, you are so close to making the 3% wall. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you're going to make it the next time we meet. And I was like, yes, I want to make the wall because everybody looks at the wall. Your picture makes it on the wall. Your first and last name makes it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets to look at you. And I want to make the wall.
Yes.
I'll feel like I actually did something with my life if I make this wall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said I was going to. So I was really looking forward to my meeting today, which is what I had. Because he said it was going to happen. So I knew my picture was going to come. And so I got all dolled up. I did my makeup real pretty. My hair's all curled. It looks real cute. I picked the cutest outfit too. Because I was like, I'm going to have a photo shoot, you know? Because mm-hmm. I'm going to make this wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on the scale. We weigh myself. And then it comes out with like a printed thing. And it goes over it, tons of things. Like your body fat percentage, body mass, like your weight, obviously. And tons of other things that I don't really understand, okay? And he's going over a ton of stuff with me. Like, how's the gym been the last month? What's your diet like, Ben? What are our goals? Is your goal still the same?
Uh-huh.
Great conversations. But he's not mentioning the wall. And I'm like, why are we not mentioning the wall? Hello? The point of this meeting was I was supposed to make the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. Well, thanks for coming. And I'm like, what about the wall, sir? So I was like, hey, did I make the wall? He goes, no, unfortunately, you did not.
Oh, crap.
You actually went up in your body fat.
Oh, no.
I wanted to be like, sir, can we rescale? I'll take some clothes off. Let's do it again.
Yeah, maybe shed some layers.
Maybe I'll suck it in a little bit more. I don't know, but we got to do this again because you told me I was going to make this wall. I got real cute. I'm ready for this photo shoot moment, and I want my name on that wall.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make the wall.
Now, here's what happened when you walked in today. Okay. Because this is the second time I've heard the spiel. And I'm
yes.
like, dude, that sucks. That really sucks.
It really does.
Especially because he was like, next time, it's going to be your thing. Why wouldn't it be? But then you walk into my office today. You're like, oh, neighbor man's going to call me at some point because I told him, I texted him, call me when you have a chance because I want to tell him about it. And I'd like to cry. So, you know what? Respect. Okay. That's frustrating as heck.
It is.
But then he calls you and I'm like, should I leave the room? What do I do now?
I don't know what to do. And let's talk about how I ended the call. And I go, okay, well, I'm really sad about it. So, neighbor man, when you see me and when you get home, I will be having my face full of ice cream.
See, and I'm the wrong person that's like, not like, oh, come on, you know, you want to make that wall. I'm like, period, you should. Get
you.
The gallon. Treat yourself.
Get two.
Why not?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, if you keep up with the show, last month, there was a whole situation with Boo Baskets.
I did love doing it.
Where you basically trade a spooky little goodie basket with your partner, or you just get it for them as a surprise. And surprise, surprise, I got another one for you. So basically the same concept. There's two different names that I've heard for these like Christmassy winter themed baskets. I've seen burr baskets, like burr, it's cold, or jingle baskets.
Oh, that's cute.
So basically, you can treat it the same way that you do a boo basket. It's basically like an Easter basket, but for a different season.
Yeah.
So there's people who are getting, you know, the cozy blankets, fuzzy socks, yes, a nice mug, candy, stuffed animal, whatever you want it to be, and giving it to each other for, this is where I'm confused. I don't know when you give it to each other. Because it's like not a Christmas present,
mm-hmm,
but it's also like you're still buying somebody a gift. So I don't really know when you're supposed to exchange these, I guess.
I would really want this on a very cold, wintry day.
Okay, so it doesn't even matter when?
No. Just any day. I'm thinking more January, February.
Oh, you're not even ready for it.
No, not yet. I want to get through Christmas, but I'm thinking a very like snowy day. Where they're like panicking that it might be a blizzard or something, or might want to go get your eggs and milk, and that's when I want it.
So you're saying maybe you should go get stuff and like stow it away, mm-hmm, until it's necessary. Until
it's ready. Although, you know, he's still screwed because my there's Christmas and then my birthday's in February.
And so is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. So I can just keep getting presents. So let's do it in January. So then I get presents in December, I get presents in January, and then I get presents in February, but it's double the presents. Presents, 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 presents.
It sounds like you maybe thought about this already.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I got a Christmas boot camp update for you.
Goody.
It's only November 7th.
It's going to be a long holiday season, uh-huh, for you.
I told you, I think it was yesterday, that I came back. I left Neighbor Man alone with the pets. And I came back to a natural disaster is what it felt like. Christmas is ruined because the tree is ruined. The tree is like completely fine at the top. And then there's a giant space where the fat cat was. Love him to death. And then it's where he was. It's like has kind of fallen apart.
Mm-hmm. Like a bald spot.
A bald spot. Exactly. Well, I have found the wires that the dog ate.
Oh, no.
And now I thought it was just little nibbles. No, Taylor. You know the part that you plug in, like the Christmas lights, that like fat part that goes into the wall?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Okay.
Gone. Couldn't tell you.
Like gnawed off?
I don't know where it is in the house right now. That's concerning.
But I'm saying the dog gnawed it off.
So right now, oh my we God. Just have wires.
Okay.
Split wires.
This is bad.
Very bad. So there's that. Again, I don't know where the plug-in part is at all. And then the tree skirt is like fumbled everywhere.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And now the dog, which is a very tiny dog, is going up onto my entertainment center and pulling down my gnomes, because you know I love my gnomes. And it's like, oh, it's a chew toy. Nom, 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 nom. I love gnomes. And is now eating my gnomes as if they are toys.
Your place is a mess.
Taylor, it is.
I don't even know.
So that's your Christmas update.
Oh, my God. You just are making me more and more worried by the day.
What's the point of even... I think I might become a Grinch after this. Because I'm like to the point that I'm like, what's the point of even having Christmas decorations up? And you know I love Christmas, but I'm now to the point that it's like, what's the point?
This has broken you, I feel.
I know. I think the only way that we could solve this problem is if we get a vacation home and I get to live in the vacation home during the Christmas season.
With all the Christmas decorations.
With all the Christmas decorations, away from Neighbor Man, away from the pets.
They're just not invited to Christmas?
Nobody's invited to Christmas.
Okay.
And you can come over. Or I'll just come over to your house. I'm sure it's going better.
I don't have anything up yet, but I know it's going to be horrible. Once I put the tree up, my cat loves to lay in it.
Mm-hmm.
My most recent concern is I have a fireplace now.
Mm.
And without even having anything up there except my TV, my cat Romeo likes to jump up there now.
Oh.
Which makes me anxious because I don't want him to knock the TV over.
Mm.
But that's also where my stockings are going to go. And I just know he's going to bat them off. So like now I don't even know how to attach them up there. I need to like nail them down or
something.
That's
kind of what I was thinking. Do you nail them down?
But then even so, he could bat at them and rip them off.
Yeah. You know, we haven't bought our stockings yet because I want matching ones for us.
Yeah.
This is our first Christmas together. And I've already decided, you know, like the line of where the like ceiling is and the wall, it's going to go that high up. And if you think I'm nuts, that's what I'm doing. Because then no animals can get to it unless you're a bird, but we don't have a bird yet.
Dude, you say that.
But I do want one.
Somebody's going to get up there.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think I might have a mystery on my hands because there is what looks like a white plastic bag
drifting through the wind, wanting to start again.
But it's not drifting through the wind at all.
And not wanting to start again?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to go ask.
You know, I'd like to believe that every time I see a white trash bag or whatever you
plastic
said.
Bag.
Plastic bag. Katy Perry's around the corner.
Oh my gosh.
That's just what I'd like to believe.
It might be. I don't know. I feel like something's in it because it's just sitting.
What do you think's in it?
I don't know. It's just sitting over by one of the trees.
This is the worst Taylor window update if you can't even report with breaking news and let us know what's in the bag.
Well, I didn't know. I just looked and it's just sitting there.
Well, nobody reports and then doesn't have the evidence. So what kind of reporter are you? A really crappy one, apparently.
A bad one?
It does look
like. It's just sitting there.
No, it in fact does look like there is something in it. And why didn't you look in it?
Well, should I?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then I gotta go.
And so you're gonna come back and you're gonna let us know if Katy Perry's...
I'm gonna pull Ryan Seacrest and say, I'll tell you what's in it
after the break.
I gotta go. I'm gonna go look.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It really needs to say... Time for a part two.
Yeah, don't be confused. This is now the second window update. But I have to do a follow-up because, 3 minutes ago, I noticed a plastic bag out in the front lawn.
Not drifting through the wind.
No.
Not wanting to start again.
No, planted. And that is because it's not windy at all, if you're wondering. But I did go get it because...
She did some horrible journalism. She was like, oh, it's a wind, or it's a plastic bag, and I think it might have something in it. And I'm like, okay, you can't just, like... report on it and not have no idea what's inside of it.
Okay, so I did the work. I got off my butt and I ran outside. There's nothing in the bag, which is probably a
disappointment.
Well, I was hoping it wasn't anything creepy, but I can tell you what the bag is.
Okay.
It's a KFC bag.
Who ordered KFC and didn't get me any?
That was my first thought. Who had the KFC? Was it somebody in the building? I never smelled a famous bowl, and I know that smell well.
If I smelled that chicken, I would have been so mad that they didn't share.
So, I can't tell you who had it. I don't know. It's really dirty, so maybe it blew over from one of our neighbors or something.
Still, share. But this is the season of sharing and giving.
I was hoping there'd be a receipt in it so I could see what they got at least. Nothing.
And their name on it?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. There's a hole in the bottom, so I hope that their mashed potatoes didn't come flying out. But there's nothing in it. It's just a lone KFC bag.
And I'm sure it was, in fact, finger-licking good.
Oh, if there's one thing we know for sure, it's that.
We want to know, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over?
Call us and tell us at 319-200-1029, because it happens. It's already embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse when something layers on top of it.
Okay, I did not... get pulled over. But I thought I was about to get pulled over. Let me make that very, very clear. Okay. I went back to my hometown, Vinton. I was telling you about this yesterday for a career fair at Vinton Shelbsburg. But what you don't know is that my brother-in-law is a police officer there.
Nice.
And he was, I believe, on duty. And I went past a police officer in a station vehicle that had slapped all over it, Z102.9,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I don't know why, I just had a gut feeling that he wanted to just mess with me. Because that's what brother-in-laws are for.
Totally.
Right? And as I was passing that police officer, going the speed limit, doing what I should be doing, right? I just had a gut feeling he wanted to turn around, flash his lights, and pull me over for no reason, but just to mess with me and scare me, right? He luckily didn't, but I was like, God, if he did that, this would look so bad because somebody would pass us, right? And they would see Z-Wana 2.9 getting pulled over, and then they would take photos, and everyone would be like, wow, Z-Wana 2.9 got pulled over. Mm-hmm. What are you, a speed demon?
Mm-hmm.
And that I would have been so embarrassed because they posted on social media that my bosses would think I really did get pulled over, but I did not.
And then you went to the high school for a career fair the next day. Can you imagine if any of the students were like, were you?
Did you get pulled over? Were you speeding?
What's going on? What was going on there? It's happened to you. You've been bad. You got pulled over.
You did.
That's embarrassing. But something happened on top of that that was even more embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to call us and tell us what's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over at 319-200-1029. What happened to you?
I got pulled over on Halloween Day, dressed completely, face makeup and all, as Jigsaw from the Saw movies.
You know what's funny is that we were talking about that here at the office. Like, what would happen if you got pulled over in your Halloween costume? And you have now solved that mystery.
Yeah, the cop was very nice. He let me off without a ticket, just a warning, because I was, like, on my way to work. And we had a Halloween competition, and he showed him my ID. Oh. And he's like, I'm just going to have to assume this is you. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that looks like you.
Close enough, I guess. I cannot imagine.
Oh, that'd be embarrassing.
Oh, I, like many other students, when I was at the University of Iowa, I drove a moped, if you didn't know. And
I bet you did.
I did. It was great. It was very convenient. But I had one of the smaller mopeds. And I'm sure you've seen people with two on a moped. If you don't have a big enough one, that is illegal.
Oh, okay.
But people do it, and I will admit my fault. I did do that. I had my roommate on the back of my moped coming home from a practice, and I saw a cop. I'm like, okay, is today the day that I finally get in trouble for doing this or not? And we keep going, and I notice he pulls out behind me, and I'm like, okay, well, here we go. I was also wearing a baseball hat.
Are you supposed to wear a helmet?
I didn't. You should. But you don't have to. But I did not have a helmet on, and I had a baseball hat on, and my hat flew off and hit the cop car's windshield.
Shut. No. No. No.
Uh-huh. So then I turned down a street. And
he
I'm,
has to use his windshield wipers to get it off?
I don't know. I pulled over, and I'm like, oh, my God. Well, if I wasn't going to get pulled over then, I am now.
You are now.
Sure enough, he pulls up behind me. Gets out, hands me my hat. And luckily I didn't get a ticket, but he was like, hey, you know, you're not supposed to have two people on this thing, right? And I was like, well, yes. Also, thank you for giving my hat back. It was really embarrassing.
Taylor.
I was bad. And I deserved it. But I got my hat back.
Taylor, that might go down in history as the most embarrassing.
It was really, really, really embarrassing.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over?
Bad news. You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Kelly, what about you?
Okay, so it actually was my mom, but I went to college at Luther in Decorah, and freshman year did not have a car, so my parents would have to go back and forth to come get me. And on our way back, a cop pulled up with his lights on between us and the car in front of us. And so mom wasn't sure if he was trying to get both of us. So she pulled over to the side of the road, and we waited while he talked to the other car. And then he said, excuse me, ma'am, is there something I can help you with? And we weren't even being pulled over.
Oh,
so we sat there for a good however long it takes to issue a ticket, and it was unnecessary. So she said, well, thank you, sir. Have a nice day. And we drove away.
Embarrassing, but honestly, I would have done the same.
Same.
Better safe than sorry.
Uh-huh.
Mackenzie, what happened to you when you got pulled over?
So I had a friend in the car, and she was just sitting there kind of chilling out. And I look over, and she's just sitting there picking at her wart. And then the cop comes up, and he peeks down, and he's just looking at her so weird. And then she starts laughing so hard. And I think he was looking at us like we were the craziest people ever.
I mean, I understand why.
Yeah, I was like, and I kept looking at her. I was like, why are you doing that? And she just kept going at it. She was like picking at every wart she had. And I was like, first of all, that's disgusting. Second of all, what are you doing?
You know what? Maybe this was a tactic. If I disgust him so much, he will walk away.
That's what I was hoping. But unfortunately, I didn't get off the hook. I ended up getting a ticket for speeding.
Rats. I thought maybe you had a secret for us.
I wish I did, but unfortunately not.
So I guess don't be trying that one next time, Destiny. Gross.
Well, I honestly thought maybe it was a story about me. I would do something like that.
I know you would. Kristen, what embarrassing thing happened to you when you got pulled over?
So seriously, this summer, I was wearing flip-flops and I was driving down Highway 30 going into Cedar Rapids, and I got pulled over for speeding, and I knew I was speeding, but it was like really embarrassing because the policeman asked me to get out of the vehicle, and I got out. I had one flip-flop on, one flip-flop off, and the cop said, well, where's your other shoe? I said, sir, that's exactly why I was speeding. I said, and I kind of was flipping out. Like, I didn't even think about using my other foot to brake or to pull over. My flip-flop on my right foot that I drive with got stuck on my accelerator. And my accelerator was down, and I'm using my other foot while I'm driving to try to get it unstuck. Well, anyway, I got a warning. He didn't give me a ticket, but it was really embarrassing because, like, he didn't believe me. And when I stepped out with one flip-flop on and one flip-flop off, I said, can you actually get that unstuck for me? So he did.
Oh, gosh.
So I was, like, literally embarrassed because I was like, he's never going to believe that my flip-flop is stuck on my accelerator. But it was.
Oh, that's insane. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, thank you so much for calling and unlocking a new fear for me.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I saw this podcast clip go viral. Hello, radio. Podcast clip.
Y'all, she get paid to talk and can't even do it.
We do have a podcast too, so you'd think I know better, but anyways.
You hardly ever blooper, so I get to finally make fun of you.
Redo. I'm going to start over.
It's trending time with Taylor.
You
want, I can restart it.
No, please don't. I saw a podcast clip go viral.
She nailed it.
Thank you. Of this dating expert. I believe she's a dating sociologist, to be specific. Going viral, that said that most people are not purely single. Let me explain before you lose your mind.
So, I mean, mentally, I'm dating Post Malone, so yeah, I guess I'm the same.
She has what she calls the single scale theory, and she explains that, like, your relationship status is not just single or in a relationship. It's more of a spectrum, okay? So one far way, you have your single, you have zero prospects, you're not talking to anybody, flirting, being romantic. And then on the other very far side is, like, you're married and you're off the market, mm-hmm. not looking. The idea is that the middle part of this single scale is where most people in the dating market fall. And that's why it sucks so bad, because nobody is just not talking to anybody. Everybody's got prospects. Everybody's flirting. They're looking, even if it's not working out. So that's why nobody's actually single. And maybe that's why you haven't found the one.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, you were on the dating apps,
mm-hmm. yeah,
last year.
Ask me questions.
Do you agree with this or yes. not? You do.
Well, no. Here's the thing: it's like I'm not gonna lie. I'll be 100% honest, and I'll probably get poo pooed on this, and it's fine.
Okay.
When I was on the dating apps in college, I would make sure I was only talking to one person at one time.
Yeah,
because I want to give my undivided attention.
Yeah,
and because I felt like if I was talking to more than one, I felt like I was cheating. That's just how I felt, right?
Okay, yeah.
when I started to get on the dating app after my serious relationship ended, right? I did the exact same thing at first, but then one by one, I was getting dinged and getting burned. Mm. And I was like, how come, why is this happening to me? And then I was like, why am I, how is this cheating? Because I'm not committed to any of them. Right. I did not say I love you. I did not say we're in a relationship. Why do I have to commit to just one conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So then towards the end of me being on the dating apps, I was talking to a couple of guys at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think majority of people do it that way. And I think that's the problem.
Well, yeah, because even though you were only talking to one person at one time to start, what were they doing? They probably right. were the ones that were in exactly. the middle of the scale.
And then so that's why it would get harder and harder from, it would get like harder for me to get over a Tinder date.
Mm.
If he decides he's no longer interested, and that's fine. But like, I gave you my undivided attention for 4 dates because I thought that was what I was supposed to do.
Well,
I'm still not over him. I'm just kidding.
Are you?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over?
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Cindy, what about you?
Well, when I was 16, like 2 months after I got my license, my mom had her bowling league and she had a few too many. She needed to find somebody's house in Marion and I didn't know Marion very well. I didn't use my turn signal once, got pulled over, and I had to take a breathalyzer because my mom smelled so bad.
Oh, no.
No.
I was mortified.
No, no.
That's embarrassing.
That's like one of those things where you're like, oh my God, I hope nobody from math class just saw me do that. Oh, how embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. I got pulled over in high school. Oh my God, I don't know if I want to talk about this because my dad listens to the podcast.
Hello, Dad.
In Texas, it's fine. I can't get grounded now. But I was not allowed to drive to Cedar Rapids when I was in high school.
But I'm going to guess, spoiler, you did.
I did. I was not allowed to. I was supposed to only do in-town Vinton driving.
Yeah.
But I did it anyways.
Okay.
So I drove to Cedar Rapids. I thought I was going to get let off the hook. No problem at all, right? Drove. I was good. I was coming back to town and my friend was taking a selfie in the passenger seat and it was dark out and she ended up, I don't know if she knew she had the flash on, but she had the flash on, which obviously if you're the cop behind me, you're probably like, what are they doing with a flash?
Right.
So the cop pulls me over. And what was embarrassing is that the cop was like, license and registration. I know what my license is, but I had never been pulled over before. I didn't know what a registration looked like.
Right.
So I was like, officer, what does that look like? He described what a registration looked like. So I tried to look for it in the glove compartment. Thank you. I almost said department. And I tried to look for it. Here's the thing. My dad kept every registration he's ever had in that car.
I think that's a universal dad thing, by the way.
Oh, my God. So I'm like, here you go, officer. And he goes, that one's expired. I go, okay, well, there's another one. How about this? That one's expired. Okay, how about this one? That one's expired. That one? Expired.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to let your father know to clean the glove department. I can't say, I have to call it glove department. I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm trying to fix myself.
He told you to clean it?
He told me to tell my dad to clean the glove department. And I was like, you know what? I can't. Because then when I'll tell my dad, he's going to know I drove to Cedar Rapids and I'm not supposed to.
So did you get a ticket?
No, I think the officer was very annoyed that I had 16,000 registrations that I don't even know which one was actually legit and which one was expired.
Did your dad ever know about this or?
No, I don't until he listens to the podcast tomorrow.
Hey, Dad, clean your glove compartment.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
Amanda, what happened to you?
So I was 16 and I lost my license, but I hadn't told my mom because I was embarrassed to be like, I'm 16 and lost my license. So like I had it, but couldn't find it. And I got pulled over for speeding because the speed limit just changed. And I told my friend as the cop came up, I was like, hey, I don't know where my license is. I don't want to go to jail. Just trust me here. And the cop walked up and I looked for it for 5 minutes and then burst into tears. All fake. I knew exactly what I was doing. And the cop felt so bad. He was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You're fine. You're good. I trust you. And he checked and he found everything. We were good. And then I, like, 10 years later, saw the cop. He was friends with my dad, and he's like, yeah, I definitely knew you were faking.
Oh.
But I cried so hard. Like, my friend still laughs at me to this day. It was, like, 20 years ago. She still laughs at me. She's like, I don't know how you pulled those tears out so fast.
Well, that's acting right there.
Oh, my God.
I remember my friend, I was in the passenger seat. She had gotten pulled over after we had spent 4th of July weekend in Okoboji.
Okay.
So we were exhausted coming back to Iowa City at the time. And there's a lot of people leaving that weekend because there's so many people traveling that way. And on the way back, we notice a cop is like flagging us and the cars in front of us and behind us to pull over off the side of the road. And we're like, what's going on? Like, is there an accident up ahead of us? What? Why would they be getting us to get off the road? And then one by one, we watched a cop write a ticket to the first person, and then the second person, and then the third person. And then he finally got to my roommate's car and says, we've got airplanes or drones or something up in the sky, and you got caught speeding via the air. And we're like,
can they do that?
Apparently.
I'm doomed if they start doing that. I am so doomed.
I have never seen that happen. And my roommate was like, what? I thought I was pulled over for like an accident or something. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're writing me a ticket? So that was pretty embarrassing.
Dude, I got the cameras down here in Cedar Rapids. I know we're all
memorized.
I got them down. You're never going to catch me. Just kidding.
Well, don't be so confident.
The day they figure out drones or airplanes, I'm doomed.
This is a crazy concept. Tracy, what embarrassing thing happened when you got pulled over?
I had gotten a warning from a cop about fixing a taillight. So when I got pulled over the next time for speeding, and he called it a fix-it ticket. When I got pulled over for speeding, I asked him if it was a fix-it ticket. He just started laughing.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm trying to use the lingo to fit in.
You're like, I've done this 1,000 times.
Yeah. Well, if you don't pay the ticket, you know, if they give you a fix-it ticket for the headlight, you go in and you get it fixed, and then you just take it and show them you got it fixed. You don't get a ticket. I didn't know why we can do it for speeding.
Darn it. You should.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened when you got pulled over? We've been talking about that pretty much all day long.
Because it turns out we all been bad. And we've also all been embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. We are so sorry, officers.
That would be my first question to an officer. Like, what is the most embarrassing thing somebody has done?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they got a book full of stories.
Oh, 100%.
Amy, what happened to you?
I was 7 months pregnant, and me and my best friend were on our way to Oklahoma to see my mom. I was doing almost 18 over the speed limit, and I got pulled over. I told him I was going to pee my pants. I could not talk to him, and that's why I was speeding. He noticed my belly. So I got a police escort, and I told my girlfriend about it. Or my girlfriend says, you better go in and pretend like you got to pee at least. So I got a police escort to the gas station with sirens and all.
Oh, no my God. Way.
So I did go in and use the restroom to make it look good.
Oh, I'm kind of jealous.
That's
actually.
That's insane, actually. And honestly, great service by them.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Oh, God.
Maybe I do need to go back to school.
They don't teach you how to press a on button in school, do they?
Wait, you don't know, is that 2 seconds ago? I literally started talking without even my microphone being on.
Welcome to Destiny's first day of radio.
I just would like to shout out Kirkwood Community College, Benton Shellsburg. Are you proud of me? You're not. Okay.
I can't speak on it.
I don't think they are. But I did get to go back to my high school, Benton Shellsburg. Shout out today. School looking great, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just got decorations up.
Nice.
New paint.
Mm-hmm.
Am I jealous? You're darn tune right, I am. But I got to go back for a career fair, and it inspired tonight's trivia question, which I'm excited about. 47% of people say this was their favorite school food item.
Mm.
What is it?
Woo. school lunch. I mean, we are cracking it open tonight. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Is that one thing you think about daily that you're like, God, if I could figure out the recipe.
If I could go back, I would go back for that school lunch.
Have you seen people like ordering things on TikTok?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that. They order from some site. I got to figure out the site.
Yeah, there's certain ones that are that good.
Mm-hmm. We want to know what that is. 47. That's a lot. People say this was their favorite school food item. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
I got to go back to my old high school today, which was an honor, and I'm really excited I got to do that. And that really inspired tonight's trivia question. I want you to think about going back to school, but mostly the lunch.
Mm.
It was the best time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be lying if you said anything else. You were going to say gym class.
Okay. the jocks.
Well, maybe, yeah. Not me, though. Whoa. I barely passed gym class. In dodgeball, I always stayed in the back.
Oh, yeah. I'm too scared.
And then it would be me and the other person who stayed in the back, and we're like, oh, God. Do you really want to throw it? Because I don't really want to.
No,
throw.
Can we both just quit?
And that's why I got a D every time, almost failed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, think about the school lunch, because that's tonight's trivia question. 47% of people say this was their favorite school food item. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 6634 said chicken nuggets.
Those were good.
Dude, nugget day.
It always came with mashed potatoes.
Unmatched. Oh, yes.
And I don't know about you, but it did a volcano. Let me explain. It was one of two ways. You either got the butter packets,
yep,
and you always put it at the top.
So it would melt,
and then you can undo it, and then it would be a volcano of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would put ketchup on ours. Okay.
I get it. I know people at my school did that too. Not my thing.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Respect, though.
It's good. 8657 said, the milk was so good for no reason. I only drank the chocolate milk, so was I missing out on something?
I'm the wrong person again. I don't like milk.
What did you drink? Did you not go for the chocolate milk? Did you have strawberry milk? We had it for a couple years. It was iconic.
No, we didn't have strawberry milk. I think I just drank water.
Good for you.
Not a milk girly.
That's why your bones are weak. I'm just kidding.
You're probably right. I am brittle. Jean said pizza.
Oh, I hate to say this. And I never really liked their pizza, unless it was breakfast pizza. I never really liked it, especially the pepperoni kind with the little, I don't know, curdle little pizza, pepperoni.
Ew.
Pizza. I did not like that.
I didn't really like ours either. There was a routine to make it better, and that was that you would get napkins and you would dab the grease off.
It wasn't the grease. I just didn't really care for it.
Ours was real greasy.
But the breakfast pizza, oh my God. Oh God.
What you'd give to have that back.
Oh, my God. It was mm-hmm. so good. But mm-hmm. I never really cared for the pepperoni. But I'm picky about my pepperoni. So you're talking to the wrong person.
Clearly.
47% of people say this was their favorite school food item. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
So I went back to my school today, right? We were talking. I was talking to a couple students. I should have been talking about the careers in radio, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I started talking to them about school lunch today.
Of course.
And I had asked them, like, what are you guys having for lunch or whatever? And I was like, hey, do you guys have anything cool that they serve now? Because I know some schools, and I don't know about here, but some schools I know in other places will offer, like, Taco Bell or something.
What?
Just, like, in other places, okay? Like, they've got, like, that in their cafeteria.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you guys still serve pizza? Because we used to have pizza. We don't have it anymore, but back when I was in school, they did.
Mm.
And they go, what? You did?
Oh, you were the cool one.
I go, yeah. And then one year they made it healthy and it was cauliflower and everybody ate it.
Oh, man.
Nobody wanted the cauliflower crust. We all wanted regular.
I mean, if I was like 15, I probably would have been like, ew.
Cauliflower.
No.
But now as an adult, my cauliflower crust, I'll take that now.
How the tables have turned.
Cauliflower crust. Oh, my God.
Sounds amazing.
I'm going to have that for dinner. They let me in the doors today at Vinton Shelsburg High School.
They're never going to do it again.
But you know what? I didn't get to talk to the principal. I really wish I would have. I was trying to look for him. Hey, remember me? I think he'd probably purposely forgot me.
Be like, I don't know about that.
It's fine. It's okay. But yeah, it was an honor to get to go back to my high school, and it inspired tonight's trivia question. That principal's like, why are you talking about me? Stop it. Tonight's trivia question. 47% of people say this was their favorite school food item. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
cheese sticks. You know what? Those were good.
Ooh.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, that was a classic with a little marinara sauce. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, they're not like they serve them anywhere else. They're pretty stinking good.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite item? Do you remember?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Maybe the cheese sticks? I liked the chili with cinnamon rolls. That's very like classic.
Mm-hmm. Or we always got chili with peanut butter. Like a peanut butter.
Ew.
I'm sure they don't do it now because people have allergies. Right. Oh, and yeah. I know they're trying to get rid of that out of the schools. But we always had back in the day, it was chili with like peanut butter. You had PB&J.
That's weird.
I know. But it was good.
Cinnamon roll was much better.
Oh, hands down. But I do remember, and you always make fun of me because you think that this is not possible, but we had chicken patty on a homemade bun.
It's the homemade bun that throws me.
Oh my God. I swear to God, it was homemade.
That was like, okay, when you got the calendar that got sent home, it said chicken patty on a homemade bun.
Well, yes, it did. I swear to God, it said chicken patty on a homemade bun. But my sister, shout out to my sister, just sent me the Vinton school lunches. So I'm going to look at it. They don't call it that anymore. They call it breaded chicken patty. School made bun.
That's what it says?
School made bun.
No way.
But it used to say... chicken patty on a homemade bun.
Well, they're like, we don't want people to, we got to specify. They're not made at home. They're made at school. Who's home?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.